Wired Jesus Podcast, September 10th, 2006. Creative Commons licensed.
Transmitters? We don't need no stinking transmitters.
Wired Jesus Podcast.
I walk a lonely road, the only one that I have ever known. Don't know where it goes, but it's only me and I walk alone.
Wired wanderings of a postmodern pilgrim.
I walk this empty street on the boulevard of broken dreams.
And you will know my name is the Lord when I lay my vengeance upon thee.
Well, I don't like your God. Your God scares me.
My boy, we're pilgrims in an unholy land.
Hello, and welcome to the Wired Jesus Podcast, the wired wandering of a postmodern pilgrim. I'm the host and your fellow traveler, Tom Lieberg, and I'm glad you've come along for our journey together. It's been an interesting few days since my last podcast. My resetting of boundaries for some Sabbath rest has worked on one level. My family life is actually becoming a family life again. True, it's angered some folks in the congregation, but it's also really excited others as they see new opportunities opening up. The real possibility that this whole thing that we like to call church is not just, it's not all about the pastor or what he or she does, but about being an entire community that lives like Jesus, and that's pretty cool. But as always, such change doesn't come without its share of scars. So it really came out of the blue when I had just finished a staff meeting when this young guy comes into the church. He explains he's there to get some food from the food pantry we host, but it's already closed. Then he asks if he can have a Bible. I say, sure. We go over near the sanctuary, and I grab one of the Bibles we keep over there, and he asks if I work here. I said, yeah, you know, I'm the senior pastor. And he goes, no way, senior pastor? I said, man, you are way too young to be the pastor. Of course, I thank him, because after all, at 42, I'll take any compliment that includes telling me that I look way too young. But then he asks me if we can sit for a minute. He has a question. He tells me that his last pastor, when he wasn't living in this area, he asked him a question, and his pastor wasn't able to answer this. And since that time that he asked him, this young man's life's gone off in a whole different direction. And he looks at me, he says, what's the meaning of life? How do you go about answering that?
My circuits are now irrevocably committed to computing the answer to life, the universe, and everything.
Life. Don't talk to me about life.
So what is the meaning of life? I thought it was an old Monty Python movie.
It's only a whopper thing.
You know, here I am, sitting at a table in our fellowship hall with an 18-year-old who has left the GDs, a Southside gang here in Chicago. A guy who's ready to be evicted out of the apartment he shares with his girlfriend, whose parents aren't in his life anymore, who seems to really want an answer rather than just blow some smoke at me to get some easy food from the church. I mean, what in the world can a middle-aged, oh, I can't believe I'm saying that, middle-aged, suburban white guy tell an African-American gangbanger from the slums of Chicago what life is really about? Now we don't even live in the same world. Or do we?
I've been living down my road, carrying another load. You've been burning in the sun, dying on a moonshine run, making all my little plans, hoping that you'll understand.
while you cry your way back home. No, you'll never be alone. Take the time to realize life's about some compromise. Open up your own two eyes. I've been chasing elephants, working on a good defense. You've been in your bitter roots, unraveling your winter news. Take the time to realize life's about some compromise. Open up your own two eyes. You are freedom, you are sunrise, you are love that never dies. You will live 10,000 lives. See them through your own two eyes. Time will come when you will know where the winter roses grow. Rub the petals in your hands. It'll seem like it was planned. Take the time to realize life's about some compromise. Open up your own two eyes. You are freedom, you are sunrise, you are love that never dies. You will live 10,000 lives, see them through your own two eyes. Two eyes.
You know, sometimes God leads your gut. And that's where I ended up going. I told him this. I said, I have an answer. I just don't have your answer, at least not in details you probably would like. But I look at it this way. There once was a young man who had the same question. He went to Jesus to ask him, you know, what is the most important commandment? And Jesus said, love God totally and love your neighbor, which is everyone else, just like you love yourself. The meaning of life is found in there. When you learn to love and discover that you are already loved. It's when you experience that, that's when the details for what the meaning of life for you becomes real. So I asked him what he loved to do, and he said he loves to write rap. Oh, cool. I'm not the biggest rap fan in the world, but I do like some, particularly Eminem, which blew this guy away. I guess he didn't expect a pastor to get into anything that, you know, regularly includes some F-bombs. But what I like about Eminem is that he's real. He writes about his life. He writes what's in his heart. And that touches people. You know, Mockingbird is an absolutely incredible song and video to go with it. In its pain, in the love, in the raw reality of it all. It's one man's real life and love laid out for the whole world to see. So I asked this guy what he wrote about, and what he said absolutely fascinated me. He said, I don't write about what I have. I don't have much. I write about what I don't have. And then he laid down some lyrics for me, and it wasn't about the bling he didn't have. He talked about the love he wanted from a parent. He talked about some reason for life outside a gang, for a meaning that would bring him back to God. One of the ones he did was even a rough paraphrase of a psalm. So he grabbed his Bible, and I told him to look there. He said, if you have the heart of a poet, that's where you're going to find meaning. That's where love is going to be found. And he got all flustered when I asked him if he had written any songs for his girlfriend, and actually blushing, he said yes, but he said those were poems. Rap just didn't quite work for what he wanted to say about her. So I said, again, you're going to find the meaning of life in there, in that intersection of you learning to love others and learning to love yourself. You know, that you yourself really matter. And discovering that all the loves that you experience are something that God makes possible. I looked at him, I said, you know, you may not ever end up with a record contract. I said, you may not even end up with an award from an open mic contest. I said, what you write, I think, is good. But somewhere in your music, you will find the word and directions that will take you there. He said that he wanted to get a Bible. His girlfriend didn't have one, and his was back in Arizona with his mom. But that, yeah, he had found raps in the Bible, so I told him to keep looking. I said, not only, you're not going to find a magic verse that's going to make everything better. But in places like the Psalms, you're going to hear people rage at God, scream hatred at their enemies, sob over their dead, and ask what the meaning of life is when God doesn't seem to give any answers. He said, yeah, he liked the Psalms. He thought they were real. We ended on Wednesday, and I invited him to worship on Sunday. It's our kickoff Sunday, and so we invite everyone to wear their favorite sports jerseys, and so his Bulls jersey would fit right in. He thought that was really strange, but he liked the sound of it, to think you could come to church no differently than if you were going to a Bulls game and feel good about it. And so I wondered if he would come back. And so this is Sunday afternoon, and he wasn't there. But that's okay. Because he got a message, and I got a message. That I need to keep focused on the meaning God is making out of my life. You know, a couple of bad days and one bad issue can linger and kind of taint everything. Doesn't take much. And I was kind of at a point where the excitement of this weekend was starting to get overshadowed. So who would think I would be given good news from a Southside gangbanger with a question and a smile? What is the meaning of life? I think I heard an answer today. And it's out there for you too. An answer for you. Might be with Eminem. Maybe in the Psalms. May even be a teen rapper who is lost without his GD homies. Who knows? You may even find it with Wired Jesus. That's it for this podcast. Thanks for all the email and encouragements to keep up the podcasts. And so leave your comments and emails for me there, and keep passing the word on to others. Love all the postings that have come on in. But hey, like me, I hope whether it's on the net or elsewhere, you'll find an answer to the meaning of life this week. It's out there. So thanks for walking with Wired Jesus, and see you out there on the road.
What if God was one of us? Just a slug like one of us. Blue, 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 blue. Yeah, blah, blee, blee, blee.
Well done. Very good.
Dr. Evil, that was fantastic.
Thank you, number two. I wrote that. Yeah.
The answer to everything.
Yes?
Life, the universe, and everything.
Yes?
Is.
Yes?
Is.
Yes?
42.